Don't put your unwanted electronics in the trash. That's the message being pushed now by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. The final stage of the Electronic Equipment Recycling and Reuse Act, which banned electronic waste in landfills in 2011, now prohibits electronic items from being picked up curbside. Now, state residents must bring their old televisions, computers, VCRs, and other devices to a certified waste collection site for recycling. According to Mark Marukian of the DEC's Bureau of Waste Reduction and Recycling, the law has already prevented more than 200 million pounds of e-waste from entering landfills and stopped pollution from chemicals that can affect the air, water, and soil.
We're also conserving natural resources by allowing the materials to be reclaimed and reused rather than using virgin material. There's a lot of precious metals and other things that are of value in electronic circuit boards and so forth that are reclaimed and reused. So it's not only diverting waste from landfills and incinerators, but also conserving natural resources.
Bobby Chase Wilding is Deputy Director of Clean and Healthy New York, an advocacy group that pushes for safer chemicals and fought for New York's e-waste ban. Wilding said while your game console or computer equipment is harmless sitting on your shelf, once it enters the environment, a variety of chemicals that can affect humans and wildlife can be released.
Electronics are made with a lot of heavy metals inside on the circuit board, but also flame retardant chemicals, plastics, all of which can leach over time. And heavy metals can play a host of problems in our bodies. Lead, obviously, is well known to affect our brain's development, but it can also harm our hearts. It can harm a whole bunch of different organs in our bodies.
According to the Electronics Recycling Coordination Clearinghouse, 24 states so far have passed some sort of e-waste legislation, including Connecticut, Vermont, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Under New York's law, households and businesses are eligible for free electronic recycling. DEC's Marukian said people can educate themselves on collection locations by visiting the department's webpage, as well as lists of what types of electronics will be accepted. He also suggested calling ahead of time to confirm what and when a center can accept e-waste.
Education is a key factor here. We're trying to make every effort to make the residents of New York familiar with the program and constantly trying to improve it and make it more convenient.
Wilding said as the program moves forward, Clean and Healthy New York would like to see the state keep up with the growing demand for electronic recycling among consumers.
When we were working on the bill, manufacturers complained that they wouldn't be able to collect enough waste. And so there are specific amounts that they're required to collect. It appears the demand may be higher, and New York State should respond and adjust the legislation to make sure that we're really running a robust program that captures all of the waste that's out there so that consumers have a place to dispose of their products safely.
There's a link to more information on New York's e-waste ban at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.